This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And this is the GIF Yankee.
Which are not adequately different than the GIF.
Not at all.
God damn it.
There's a monster in my podcast.
This week sucks.
Oh, it's so bad. So these are one of the religious sects, right? They ended up following.
Yeah, I love religious sects, dude. I don't know if you've ever, because a lot of people talk about makeup sects as being mm-hmm. a big thing, but like if you can actually do it, you know, on the feast of the holy, like.
Yeah, of the holy consumption. Yeah.
I want some orgasms. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. the holy orgasm. No, you get some of that hole in a sheet sex.
So oh, mysterious. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh.
But these are the Gith again. There was this woman named Gith who rose up and freed hello. Her people from the hello freed her people from the from the mind flayers, and they decided to go and wield glowing energy swords made out of crystals and shit and wear loincloths that look like they're made out of like corn stalks or corn shucks.
Yeah, they've got tamale dicks. They got a real piece of tamale dick. Like you just lay down your floptercopter into a husk.
It's a fucking mealy mess inside. Oh no, this is a nightmare. How do you eat this?
Well, you don't have to eat it. You just have to treat it. that's what they are. They have the weirdest thing. So like they become. They're all under the control of a glorious Lich Queen.
Mm-hmm.
Why are there two lines about the fucking Lich Queen and not like a paragraph about a Lich Queen that lives on the astral plane? Like mm-hmm. I'm into that.
Yep.
Also, these guys give you like the weirdest way to get rid of them, which is to level them up.
Yep.
Because once they reach level 12, they're automatic. Like
Like puffed back to the Lich Queen because she wants to feed on their energy and she doesn't want anybody to rise in power to dethrone her.
So what, I mean, I'm not like the free market will determine anything type of guy, but it seems like the free market would stop anyone from wanting to be a leader in this community. you can't even get to level 9 without spending like, you know, 2 levels in the fucking like demi planes of hell.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Because they have that trial. And of course, they're real glib. Like, obviously, failure means death. Yeah, it's the fucking lower plane.
Yeah, like we get it. So, but like, it, just because you saying it like doesn't make it make sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I don't want to harp on this, but this is the first time we've recorded this episode since I've been reading the Volo's Guide thing.
Yeah,
and like, boy, does it do a better job of making monsters make sense.
Yeah,
like that's your job, Monsters Manual.
Yeah, that comes like, tomorrow. Actually, for me, I'm very excited.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
But so. You know, the way to get these guys is to level them up.
And so you just have to zap Brannigan them, like send a bunch of like low level guys, you know, for them to kill like corn chips. They don't even realize how many they've gone through until ding.
Or the peaceful way to do it. I was trying to think of like the gamesman way to do it is that in second edition D&D, you still got experience for getting gold.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
So you raise tons of money. You give them to them. They die. You take your gold back. And you just do that until every one of them is like a thrall of the Lich Queen.
You just
like set up a booth that just like free 10,000 gold.
You should write a webcomic about that. Like that's really, that is a solid three page arc.
That's a real 3-panel number in Dragon Magazine in 1996 with all kinds of little annotations that tell you where the rules, like where to look in the rules for why this would work.
Yep.
Oh man. Knights of the Dinner Table.
We haven't gone enough. That would be a pretty good way to end it.
They also give these things real stupid names for all of their jobs.
Yeah. Galakthek. Admittedly, yeah. Nearly unpronounceable in human tongues.
But it means farmer. But it just means farmer.
Yeah. but it's like farmers of just barren rocks floating in pink space.
Fungus. Yeah. Yeah, where the Mlar.
Yeah, or the Harakchnir.
Kalikja.
Yeah, this is crazy timing because of the Neverwinter Nights 2 connection.
It's amazing what the heavy lifting, like, if any, like, I didn't think I could like Torment more, but the heavy lifting it does to make these shitbags seem cool.
Yeah.
Like, Dakan is so cool, all the stuff with, like, Xerthamon. It also, pretty ballsy, like, this thing that I don't know how in canon it is, but the reveal that their religion is a sham
mm-hmm.
in Torment.
Yeah.
You know, that there is no Xerth. which comes next, but like that's the person who's supposed to have split them.
Yeah.
So that's why there are Githyanki and Githzerai, is a fictional character from this video game. They're shitty and their entire life is a lie. nothing about these guys is true.
Yeah. Well, so what's crazy, the reason I think that works, I haven't read probably as much Planescape source material as you have, but in Torment, yes, there are Gith, but pretty much everything aside from stuff related to the Queen of Blades or your main character is not very important. They're just small little neighborhoods that are, again, just places that you can go or places where people kind of end up in Sigil, right? However, yeah. like in this, the reason that I kind of, the one of the reasons that I bristle at Astral Plane and Gith kind of stuff is this is meant to be as cool as possible. And when stuff shows up from there, that is real important because now we're dealing with extra planar shit.
Yeah,
it's so out of place that it just kind of asserts itself in a very unpleasant way to me.
I had a very I don't know what the word is for it. We talked about the reverse fantasy or whatever, the daydream, just imagining a scenario that's not necessarily something you want.
Mm-hmm.
Reading this entry where it was about how the their cities are described, and it's very rare that a human gets to go into one of their cities. And I was thinking about what kind of total buy-in you'd have to have from a player to think it's cool when ultimately you just described it as a big, adamantium or adamantoise building.
Right.
It's there's nothing cool about them. It's just trying to say, it's the entire thing is telling you that it's rare and impressive without actually showing any rare and impressive aspect of it.
Yeah. And the elemental kit or whatever, it was much cooler because they're talking about a whole continent of underground maze.
Yeah, yeah, and just had a sense of flavor to it.
Yeah,
and flavor is important.
Mm-hmm.
As previously mentioned, flavor is extremely important. Oh boy,
Gary, we got serious. I don't know how to end this.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing is we gave us that gift with that Knights. And to be fair, Knights of the Dinner Table is actually the name of a comic. I didn't make that up.
Oh.
I wish I had.
Ooh.
Yeah, we can end on your deep disappointment in me for but I feel like I should disclose.
Okay, I'll take that sound again.
Ethics in game journalism.
Ugh. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.